You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God, for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Dingmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashe. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening Ashe. To Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com, and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Baba Oshi, Hotep family. Hope everything is well with you today. Hope you're going to have a great day today and a good weekend. Hope you'll get a chance to do all the things you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. Hoping to. The weather will be accommodating for you to do it. But of course, if it isn't, and it has to be done, it must be done, it will get done because you'll get it done. And that's why we give you much love. Brothers and sisters, you are listening to African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, or any other time around the world. If you cannot listen to this program live, brothers and sisters, you can always go to the archives at timeforanawakening.com. Top of the page, you'll see podcast. Click on that. The drop down, you'll see African Perspectives. Click on that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening, this program, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. And tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And then again on Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sunday with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard, Time for an Awakening. And the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We Buy Black. We Buy Black, the largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses, is WeBuyBlack.com. Brothers and sisters, please go to WeBuyBlack.com and get everything you need from American African-owned businesses. WeBuyBlack.com. I saw a piece on Facebook of a supermarket, and they didn't really say where it is. But it's beautiful. Brothers and sisters in there working and so forth. Fresh produce. And I mean, all kind. I mean, just beautiful. And that should be replicated every city where we are a decent size of people. I don't know, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50% for sure, you know, or better, you know. And then not only just one, but we support it so well. That eventually expands, and it, you know, now it's two or three, and it grows. We need that. That's to me that's key. We need that. All right, We Buy Black. Africa for the Africans. Brother Bamani Tayemba is ready to take our people once again to a trip of a lifetime to the motherland. Excuse me. And his next trip is, well, it's not November yet. It'll be November Sunday. November. It'll be October Sunday. October 1st is Sunday. And so his next trip is November. November 16th through the 27th, going to Tanzania. Now, understand, I'm going to give the prices on some of these because they're always subject to change, and you know it. With them, I mean, inflation and all the other stuff that is happening. So what he has here is that all prices for tours and land investments are subject to change until you make a deposit. If you make a deposit, you lock yourself into the price that is there. So, November 16th through the 27th in Tanzania, 4,400. December 24th to January 4th, 2024, Azania, 4,700. March 29th to April 9th, 2024, Liberia, 4,200. July 11th to July 23rd, 2024, Ghana, 4,400. November 21st to December 2nd, 2024, Kemet, 4,500. December 24th to January 4th, 2025, Azania, 4,800. April 1st to April 11th, 2025, Senegal and Gambia, 4,400. All those are subject to change based upon how the situation goes, but you can lock yourself in to one of those that you choose to go to with a deposit and pay on it. And that's what it'll be. Africa for the Africans. Brothers and sisters, if you want to see videos of previous tours, go to youtube.com/Bomani2007. If you want to see pictures, go to facebook.com/Bomani2024. Africa for the Africans.org. Okay. Habesha. Habeshaincorporated.org. They have the Harvest Fest coming up, and that's October 14th, next month, a couple of weeks, October 14th in Ghana, October 14th. And of course, the Kashi Project was initiated, unveiled last year, October. Wow, times five. Last year, October in 2022, the Kashi Project in Ghana. And of course, they do work here. Particularly here in Atlanta, the Habesha, they have Habesha Works program. Back to Black to Our Roots, sustainable seeds and golden growers and urban green jobs. That's HabeshaIncorporated.org. Ledge, land for the environmental development for group economics. The Ledge Group. The Ledge deals in the four areas of human existence, which is food, water, clothing, and shelter. Food, water, clothing, and shelter. They have 12 projects in 6 different countries, over 170 employed, and over 260 members. Brothers and sisters, become a member of the Ledge Group, land for the environmental development for group economics. That's right. Okay. Abibi Atumi. Abibi Atumi. A-B-I-B-I-T-U-M-I. AbibiAtumi.com. Brothers and sisters, the social networking and educational networking that Bibi Atumi has. Bibi Atumi's social education is about continuing the work of our ancestors by rebuilding Kemet, the land of the black people, and restoring it to Ma'at. The transforming digital ideas and physical realities. Bibi Atumi, A-B-I-B-I-T-U-M-I, is transforming digital ideas into uncolonizable physical realities by focusing on tangible manifestations of ideas that resist colonization, emphasizing self-sufficiency, courage, and encourage cultural empowerment and preserve indigenous knowledge. Brothers and sisters, abibiatumi.com. Yes. Man, go to the website. There's all kind of good stuff on there. Yes, sir. Smai Pharmacy. Smai Pharmacy. S-M-A-I. F-A-R-M-A-C-Y. Smai Pharmacy. Brothers and sisters, give Brother Jabril a call at 770-765-7751. 770-765-7751. And he'll put together a health plan for you. Give him a call. Or you want to drop him an email? Okay. Smai Pharmacy. S-M-A-I-F-A-R-M-A-C-Y. @gmail.com. @gmail.com. The Moses West Foundation. The Moses West Foundation and the work that it's doing, the innovative sustainability, the education, the urban agriculture, the power to make an impact on the future, water,
is a necessity. Water is essential to human life. He doesn't want to commodify it. He doesn't want to look for investors. He looks for people who want to make a donation to help. Moses West Foundation unveiling the future of water, atmospheric water generator, and its groundbreaking potential. Moses West Foundation is providing clean water through atmospheric water generation technology. You go to the website, all that information will be right there for you. Okay. Also, too, there's sustainable agriculture. You can use aquaponics to grow food. You know, brothers and sisters, it looks bad. And, of course, they report about how drought-stricken things are, how the water lines that used to be way up here are now way down there, you know. But the reality is, moisture is in the, all around us. It's in the air. And what Brother Moses West has been able to do is extract the moisture out of the air and only deal with the H2O molecule. And so anything else is kicked to the curb. So if there's toxicity in that, if there's other things that in it, that they won't be dealt, it won't, that won't be dealt with. The only thing that's going to be done is making sure that the H2O molecule is cleaned. It goes through a filterization process, and it comes out clean water, drinkable water, usable water. That's the bottom line. The Moses West Foundation. Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Well, Dada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, located here in Atlanta, in the West End, on Ralph David Abernathy, across the street from Soul Vegetarian Restaurant, up the street from the Shrine of Black Madonna, and the West End Mall, and Afrocentrics, beautiful clothing, Afrocentrics. And they sell all kinds of good stuff, dry goods there, some beans and so forth, and smoothies, fruit drinks, pastries. And on Saturday and Sunday, tomorrow Saturday and Sunday, they sell vegan dishes. That's what Dada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, located in the West End. Give them a call at 404-444-1635. 404-444-1635. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. Go to the Greenbrier Mall and check out Mama Nia. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. She has a fine selection of books. Postcards, greeting cards, gift certificates, t-shirts, figurines, you name it. She has it. Give her a call at 404-346-3263. 404-346-3263. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. The Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar, located east of Atlanta off of I-20, go take I-20 going east. Exit 74, Main Street in Lithonia. Make a left. Now you're on Main Street in Lithonia. Go about a mile or so. On the left will be Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar. My good brother Kazimde Ajamu, the proprietor. Give him a call at 770-305-6373. 770-305-6373. The Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar. There is light in the Black Dot. Jump back on that road, head west. Excuse me, head north. Head south. Come back to I-20, make a left. Now you're headed east again. That next exit is exit 75. Turner Hill Road. Make a right, three lights, make another right, and on the left will be the new Black Wall Street Market. And of course, Mama Nabantu is going to be having some happenings at the new Black Wall Street Market. The Collard Green Festival is upcoming next month, October, and some other things going to be happening. So let's get excited. It's going to happen, family. Let's get excited about it. It's about to happen at the new Black Wall Street Market. And all right. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people in the spirit of Ujamaa. Last night was their Thursday night broadcast from 9 to 10 on Blog Talk Radio. That's Blog blogtalkradio.com/ULU, Us Lifting Us. So you can listen to the program on Blog Talk Radio from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Thursday nights, their Thursday night broadcast. But if you want to call to listen or call to make questions, comments, or concerns, dial 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people. Also, I promote Brother Yusuf Muhammad's program on Blog Talk Radio as well, and that is Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness. Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness. That's from 4 to 6 on Fridays, 4 p.m. this afternoon to 6 p.m. every Friday. The number to call is 563-999-3089. That's 563-999-3089. Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness with my good brother, Yusuf Muhammad. Motherland. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop in Macon, Georgia. I mean, Brother Abijah, he's got it going on. He's got furniture. He's got clothing. He's got holistic health products and beauty products and oils and incense and CDs and DVDs and books, jewelry, Pan-African fashions and furniture. Man, he even has a vegan restaurant on the premises. He's got it going on, brother. Believe me. Give Brother Abijah. He opens on Tuesdays through Saturday. Excuse me. He opens Tuesdays through Sunday. Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. He is in Macon, Georgia. Give him a call at 478-256-1166. 478-256-1166. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop, Macon, Georgia. Sun Goddess Sense, your one-stop natural shop located 4140 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia. Inside the International Discount Mall. Give my good sister, Shelly Amonsetta, a call at 404-434-7963. That's 404-434-7963. Sun Goddess Sense, your one-stop natural shop. The work that Sister Gabby is doing in the northeastern portion of the island of Haiti. Wow. She deserves to be supported, family, believe me. If you go online to sanjay-haiti.org, you'll see the beautiful children in their uniforms. You'll see the health care being provided. You'll see the sustainable agriculture and entrepreneurship. All because of people like you. Because they get no government help, as you know. So, all right. Sanjay-Haiti.org. Akabin Institute, brothers and sisters, Baba Barudi and Mama Ya, their school is happening. It's a lot of it online. And they need support, as always. If you want to use PayPal, you know, Yah Barudi at Yahoo. If you want to use Cash App, $ Yah, YAAM, the letter M, and then Barudi, BARUTI. That one. So, also, too, the prolific writer that the Baba Barudi is, go to akabenhouse.com for his books, AKOBEN, akabenhouse.com. Okay. The Inyasa Sim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. Yes, sir. The Inyasa Sim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. September 28th. My greatest desire for African children is that they become strong African women and men committed to the African way. They marry strong African complements committed to the African way, and they be blessed with healthy children whom they raise in the African way. Mama Ya Barudi. While many parents focus on college and careers and or fame and fortune for their children, if our children do not commit to our re-Africanization and liberation, what have we truly gained? It'd be the same thing over and over again. Imagine if we strive for that. And that's why I say all the time, you know, it's important. It's important. I say all the time, but it's important to rear ourselves in the African way. If we had done that during the 60s, that was the problem with the Panther program and we were doing. It wasn't tied to culture. It wasn't tied to, it was just being black and I want a piece of this pie. It's just as much ours as it is theirs. Of course, our children must find a way to financially survive in this European-dominated global economy. But their true success lies in being able to do so while building our nation. You do what you have to do, but your main focus is continuing to come together as brothers and sisters to do for ourselves. All right. September 29th. Nations must reap what they sow. Nations must reap what they sow. I would hope the laws of reciprocity would prevail because so many nations have done so much against us. Colonization, captivity and enslavement, ripping off our resources so much. Nations must reap what they sow. My sister, Drusilla Dungy Houston. Drusilla Dungy Houston, the wonderful Ethiopians of the ancient Kushite Empire, has to me one of the best quotes ever. She says, out of ethnology, archaeology, paleontology, as well as history, I have dug up her. She wrote the book, The Wonderful Ethiopians of the Ancient Kushite Empire, in 1929, the same year that Carter G. Woodson started Negro History Week. And she said, I have dug up an irrefutable arsenal of facts that even cowardly scholarship in our, well, no, first she says that Harvard and Yale can dare not refute, but even cowardly scholarship in our race cannot refute. She says, how was the leadership going to move us forward that is utterly ignorant of the past? The leadership we've had has been ignorant of who we really are and have been in a constant begging mode to Europeans. Great quote, Drusilla Dungy Houston. We are dealing with a people who cannot live with constraints, moral or otherwise, a people who cannot be wrong, a people who cannot be healed because they do not see themselves as truly sick or do not see their sickness as curable. Insane people who know that they are insane and see their insanity as fundamental to their survival do not want to become sane. And the recognition that one is mentally ill, especially if repeatedly told by differences socially and culturally unrelated people, must come from an internal awakening. For those people who do not know who they are, we cannot make them see themselves for what they are because they do not want to see themselves for who and what they are. Moreover, it wastes precious time we need to spend healing ourselves. I repeat, damn them. All the time that we need is to help heal ourselves. They know that a public confession of who they really are would undermine all rationalizations for their privilege. Privileges that they do not, deserve. Affirm. I issue no warning to those who are irreparably insane. I issue no warning to those who are irreparably insane. September 30th. Armed with the knowledge of our past, we can with confidence charter a course for our future. Culture is an indispensable weapon in the freedom struggle. We must take hold of it and forge the future with the past. Armed with the knowledge of our past, that's why history is so important. That's why it's in, that's why I gravitated to it. That's why I promote it. We can, with confidence, charter a course for our future because we understand and know the past. Regardless of what these Caucasians say, I don't give a damn what these Caucasians here in this country are saying or anywhere else. They are who they are. To hell with them. It is us who must learn our history and our culture from our scholars and our historians. Culture is an indispensable weapon in the freedom struggle. Culture. I said it last week. I said it this week. I'll say it tomorrow. And weeks ahead, and months ahead, and years ahead. We must take hold of it and forge the future with the past. Because we know who we are, because that helps us know the present, and therefore we can prepare for a future. I don't have a quote, but I did come up with this, I believe. Maybe I heard it somewhere, I don't know. But we must prepare ourselves. What was it? The past. We must look at the past so we can understand the present and then prepare for a future. We must understand and understand our past so we can understand the present. Based upon our past, we now know what the present is, and now we can prepare for a future. That quote, armed with the knowledge of our past, we can with confidence charter a course for our future. Culture is an indispensable weapon in the freedom struggle. We must take hold of it and forge the future with the past. Baba Omawali, Ilhaj Malik El Shabazz, Malcolm X, our shining black prince. I have been told by Africans desperate to be identified as nothing other than Americans that they follow no tradition. That in itself is an asinine statement because everything people do is based on tradition. Beyond raw instinct, tradition is the collection of logical, beneficial acceptance habits internalized by a dynamic, thriving community intent on survival and extending itself into the future. Culture provides the parameters of tradition. The Asili provides the parameters of culture. So, even those traditions which may seem new or odd in a particular society somehow fall within the bounds of that people's cultural Asili, or they will be suppressed or removed and lost from functional memory. When you operate within someone else's tradition, as if it were your own, you literally have no social decision-making power, and we are culturally barren. Let me read this last part again. When you operate within someone else's tradition, and that you take it as your own, as if it was your own, you literally have no social decision-making power, and are culturally barren. Remember, power is not money. Power is not voting. Power is not, and I seen this thing on voting the other day because they wanted to put that emphasis, the fact that how the Congress operates and so forth, that you had a situation back in the 1800s with the Confederate people in Congress were able to, because of the voting situation, I believe, if memory serves me, as I've seen this a couple of days ago, said that because these Confederates were able to get something passed in Congress to remove the Union soldiers out of the South, and thereby the Confederate people once again taking the South and doing what they did in another reign of terror, of lynching and sharecropping and eventual, man. Affirm, I have tradition and it empowers me. Affirm, I have tradition and it empowers me. I say. And so, power is the ability to define reality. It's not none of those things. What power truly is the ability to define reality. The rest of that quote by Dr. Wade Nobles is, power is the ability to define reality, then have someone else accept your definition as if it's their own. My contention is, I want to define reality. I don't want nobody to accept my definition. Only persons I want to accept this definition are Africans. Are Africans. I don't want nobody. I'm not going to impose anything on anybody else. I want to impose the knowledge of self on Africans so we can come together and have functional unity and take care of our land and our resources and do all the things that are necessary for us as African people to thrive, not just to survive, no, to thrive. As an African people, to be looked at and to be admired and to look for assistance, because we're that kind of people. Because once we get it together, they will look for us like they did thousands of years ago. Look to us. So, no, family. That's what needs to happen. This is a Yo Show Friday. Anything you want to talk about? You know, we can even talk about, Donald Trump. You know, all these years since, I've been on the programs before Donald Trump. I've been doing this program, and didn't talk about Donald Trump too much back then. And sure in the hell don't want to talk about too much about Donald Trump today. I could give less than a rat's ass. But what I like is that it seems like those who want Donald Trump out, those who are trying to, make it happen, it looks like we might be able to make it happen, family. Because Donald Trump, is making that... meeting a lot of opposition with those four indictments and all those 90-something charges against him. Something is going to stick. I heard, this is a good one. I'm going to play this for you. This is because this is cool. Yeah, this is cool. Yeah. Yep. You'll like this. All right, family. Here we go.
Funny, proved too much for the man.
Too much for the man. He couldn't shake her.
So he's leaving a life at Mar-a-Lago. Ooh.
He said he's running.
He said he's running out of time.
Running out of time.
Ooh, to turn himself in and pay for all the crime. The times he tried to overthrow. He's leaving on a big Trump plane to Georgia.
Leaving on a big Trump plane.
Mm, yeah. Said he's flying up.
Flying up to sea.
To be arrested for conspiracy.
And when he sees Bonnie,
oh, yes,
gonna
he
have
is.
To plead, I'm not guilty.
Melania will be with him.
plane to Georgia.
Leaving on a big truck plane to Georgia, MAGA.
I'd rather see him in jail
than
hear
him
continue to whine.
Sell, it's his and his alone.
He needed votes, but they were taking notes.
Dreams don't always come true.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead on, Fonny. And all the other sister in New York, the Caucasian with the his prosecution with all the documents. Yeah. I'm saying, with all this reality, to me, there's no way in hell should this man to be able to run for office again after what he's done, after what he said, and what he did. There should be no way in hell. Some of these crimes, they're felonies. We'll see. We'll see how this whole thing plays out, family. And what will be interesting if he is and he's elected, because I don't agree with these polls, none of them. But what I do agree with is that the Democratic Party really needs to ditch Biden and put another candidate up. I don't know. Maybe Gavin Newsom from Colorado. Is there another candidate that you can think of? I don't know. I mean, I really don't care for the partisan politics anyway. But I mean, this is a Yo Show Friday, so we can talk about pretty much anything. And so if you want to engage in that conversation, because we don't usually do that, but hey, there's a candidate that you think, the Caucasian that...
This call may be recorded or transcribed.
The Caucasian that won in Virginia, Judkins, I think it is, they're trying to get him to run. They think that he may be the most viable Republican candidate, you know. And he was bullshit, too, on the stuff he ran on, critical race theory stuff. You know, so we'll see. But I really think that's what should happen. And if that's the case for the Republicans, it's logical to do so. But there's a base. Biden doesn't have that kind of base. He doesn't have a loyal base like Trump have that basically are zombies, that basically they are in a cult, a Trump cult. You know, and if that maintains, that's going to be the downfall. But I believe, I'm hoping so, that his ass is imprisoned, that he goes to prison. We got some callers. We'll take callers because that's what it is. It's a Yo Show Friday. 404-967. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I was just listening in, called in, and didn't get into the station wasn't working, so I was calling in. But enjoying your program and your analysis, I think that I mean, you were mentioning all the atrocities that Trump has so far.
Yeah.
And also the latest one was the, he was convicted of fraud and,
yeah,
you know, saved,
yeah,
up to $250 million.
Yeah.
And that was pretty good. And he has to go to court on,
right,
Monday. He,
that's,
has to,
right,
be there in court.
Him and his sons and his daughter.
Yeah, and it just shows the corruption. People that, you know, all those that's rooting for him, you know, to me, they just as corrupt as he is. I mean, you know, people say how they don't believe America could do that. America has a lot of the corruption. corruption.
Well, yes, America's foundation is corruption. America's foundation is lying, cheating, and stealing. You know, and no, really, yes, that's, yeah, that's what it is. And the people who have been idolized, the people who have been put on pedestals and so forth, were some of the most corrupt. That's why there's a certain group of people who believe, you know, Donald Trump, even though he's such a habitual liar, even though he has been cheating and undermining. In fact, you know, I don't know why Congress and the Senate didn't say after Donald Trump, saying, hey, if you're going to run for president, you have to show your taxes. You have to show that you were in a...
That, years for that.
Yeah, exactly. Still, it hasn't happened.
Finally.
Still, it hasn't happened.
It has to have. He's shown his taxes and it was shown that he was a big fraud. He has to show him.
No,
made
no.
Him still. Huh? He has shown his taxes. Yes, yeah. Did he hear?
Okay.
I was following that. He showed it. And you know, they played it down. Maybe that's why you didn't hear. They played it down.
Maybe
but
so.
But they showed that he was lying and conniving and being a fraud and a thief then.
Right.
It was
well, no.
Mandated to show.
Sister Bill, he's been that from day damn one. Right. His father was
right.
that.
And they showed it on the
right.
Taxes.
His father was that.
Fighting.
He was doing that right. way back in the 80s when he was doing that back in the 80s when he became known and hanging out with socialites and hanging out particularly with Republicans and so forth and hanging out with all these folks and on television, Sally Jesse Raphael show, Oprah show, who was another show that he used to be on. But I hated him then, and I hate him even more today. I've never liked this man. There was something about this man that I said, no, mm-mm. No.
You know, I think Paul made an interesting comment yesterday, and I could see his point, too, because Paul was saying that he felt that Trump would be maybe better than Biden, because he was saying, you know, Biden ain't no angel either. He's very corrupt, too, and racist. But he was saying that Biden is trying to lead us into a World War III. And I believe that that was what Biden would like to do. He's just a war hawk, and he's going on, you know, instigating that war with Russia. He's instigating it. Instead of trying to have a solution, he's instigating, and he is, you know, putting citizens in the United States, he's putting, you know, he's making that war, he's aligning with them, and it's as if there's a war of the U.S. aligning with them against Russia. And he is expediting and all the billions and billions of dollars he's sending. And I believe he wants a World War III, just I was agreeing with Paul.
Let me just say this about
and,
that.
And he ain't, and so I don't think Biden is all that great either.
I know he's not, but let me say this. But any leader who wants to engage in nuclear war or a protracted war should be excommunicated. His leadership should be none of, I'm serious. Because if you're promoting that, that's death. That's the ultimate death for this planet. They have over the times, with all that saber rattling from years and 20, you know, right after the Vietnam War and all the other wars planned, although America has always been at war. America
always.
Has always been at war. And America is the military arm of white supremacy. Europe is the administrative arm, and America is the military arm. America has bases all around the world. There ain't one damn country that has a base base in America. America's so damn bad, it has a base in Cuba. And they've been at war with Cuba since the 60s. But yet they maintain Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, and they have multiple types of prisoners there. That's where they held all of the Arabs from the 9/11 situation and others. That's how bad America is.
Yeah, you know, corruption. It was based on the fallacy of war, you know, and betrayal with their so-called mother country in Britain. You know, they just corrupted.
Yeah.
War and
yes. All of them. I mean, what did the Europeans say? The Europeans said in their so-called Renaissance, after 700 years of the Moors, of melanated Africans who believed in Islam, who occupied the Iberian Peninsula, occupied Spain and Portugal, you know, and 700 years, then Martel and Charlemagne and so forth, they all got together and they said, we may war amongst ourselves, and they did, because they are very warlike people, but they're going to come together. They're going to come together on everybody who is outside of them. It became even more important when they did explore the time of exploration, when they began to go out.
Invasion.
That's a better one. That's a better society. And when they went out and then had intercourse with native inhabitants and seen that the
raping
offspring.
Them.
Exactly. And seeing that the offspring did not look like them, this is what Francis Crest Welsing said. This caused an innate fear in them of genetic annihilation. So they must dominate and control everything and everybody. You know? So let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, when they put that minority in this country, they put that minority label on us. Now, understand, yes, we were numerically under them because they had invited Europe to come to this country in a population thing so they could populate it and be the majority. But globally, they have been and always will be a minority. They're probably less than 10% of the world population. Everybody else in the world have some type of melanin, some type of coloration, and yet, because the world is so fragmented and divided, and because Europeans imposed their culture, they imposed their culture on other people.
Racism.
Exactly. And that further divides those people. But I appreciate your call, dear. I hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, but you know, just the last thing, that Biden thing, because I was thinking about what Paula said. And, you know, because to me, it was just the epitome. Joe is supposed to be so for black people. The way he ran out the Haitians, you know, it was under his administration that he was riding on, had these white boys riding on horses, whipping our brothers and sisters, the Haitians.
Yeah.
And put them back on the boat, you know, and you welcoming all these other ones. And put them back on the boat like that. So, you know, I ain't got no high regard for this.
Yeah, they don't want immigration from people of color. That's why there's still issue of the immigration from South America, you know, and Central America, Central America. But the immigration from the Caribbean or the immigration of African, oh, hell no. You know, no. And I agree with you about Biden, although I think that if Biden wants World War III, then he needs to sit his ass. Well, he needs to sit his ass down for sure anyway.
Why he keep edging you know, on Putin like that? They like war. That makes money for them. You know,
If the bombs that both of these countries have, and they do have them, They could blow this planet up 10-20 times over. They could blow this planet up. And so, therefore, they should not even entertain a thought about engaging in a nuclear war, a so-called World War III.
Yeah, but they have insanity.
Yeah.
And, atrocity, corruption, so.
It's crazy. I agree, my sister. Okay. Let me get another caller in here. You hang on with us. Okay, sister.
I'll be for the hoodie.
Be before the A. 404. No, it's 404. 646. 646. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's popping, Oshi? You know, man, ain't nothing do but it do. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little surprised you talking about that cracker so early.
Yeah, then, I know. I am too. Yeah. But I mean, I said this is
up in arms about Diane Feinstein. You know, now you're going to see what Gavin Newsom really think about black people. Is he going to appoint a black woman to replace that dead bird? But, you know, I mean...
Well, let's be real, too. Gavin Newsom said, hell no, I ain't getting no reparations.
Well, I don't know. He said when he appointed the Baba Louie last time that he was going to appoint a black woman this time. Now, you know, they set him up to be Biden's replacement.
Well, let me say
even
this.
If he get back in office. Even if Biden get back in office and, you know, he's able to do his 4 years, or the clown, Miss Clown, is able to do whatever in case Biden has to step down.
Let me, Jay.
Want to replace
Jay,
her with,
let
with
me say, Jay, let me say this. They need to replace Biden now. Biden cannot be the Democratic nominee. He's been messing up way too much, and so has Trump. Trump's malfeasance is even deeper than Biden's.
Yeah, but they can't. You know, they can't replace. They can't replace Biden with anyone other than Kamala Harris.
No,
and that
that's not going to happen.
Brother, you just say yes,
brother. You know that's not going to happen.
Let me finish this, OC. Let me finish the point. Because this is an important point.
Okay, Jay.
The point is, if they replace Biden with anybody other than Kamala Harris,
they're
I don't
lose.
Care who's running yeah. as a Republican, they lose.
Right.
Because
of sisters.
Black women
right.
who are sycophants for this
right.
trick are
right.
going to not go out and support them regardless of what the consequences are
right.
because they feel as though that filthy negress need to be next in line.
Yeah.
And that's just not
well,
the reality
well,
because
Jay,
if you
Jay,
look
Jay.
At her history, she
okay.
can't do the job.
Okay, now listen. They put her in that position to garner the votes that happened in 2020. Because she was in that position, 90% or more of the sisters who were American African women who were eligible to vote, 90% of them voted for Biden-Harris ticket. I understand what you're saying. Clearly, I understand what you're saying. And there will be some sisters who will be turned off by the fact that, no, she is not going to be put up as the Democratic nominee. But they also should understand and know that they need a nominee other than Joe Biden, who would, if it's
yeah, but,
Gavin
but,
Newsom.
But black women deal on emotion, man. They don't deal on practical logic when it comes down to things of that nature. They feel as though they're being disrespected because this black woman is supposedly next in line, which is bullshit. Because remember this, always remember this, and this is the argument that I always use when talking about this trick. She was the first one to drop out. She garnished less than 3% of the vote, and she basically ain't got it. I mean, you know, come on. I mean, stop letting white people give you who they feel
let me say this right.
When in actuality, they don't have what it takes to do the job. So how could you put somebody above somebody just because they was the vice president, and when they were running, they were the first one to drop out and got the lowest amount on the
right.
total ball.
Right.
But then again, the Negro is sick, and the Negro will go along with the bullshit, and in the process, we all get
okay.
hurt because of emotionalism.
Well, listen, Jay, you hold on, brother. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take a pause for the calls.
I mean, Oshie, you know what's so sad is that we as a people don't even realize when we are being used, manipulated, bamboozled, and hoodwinked.
And led astray.
You know, that's why I don't get mad at white folks that much, because you know what white folks do? They stay on code, as you know others say. Because I don't understand, and I'll never understand, how they could support a cracker like Trump. I mean, that is madness. He ain't do nothing for him. He don't respect him. He's a liar. And lastly, your sister earlier said that he showed his taxes. He never showed his taxes.
No, he didn't. He didn't show his taxes.
He did not show no recent taxes. What had happened was the taxes that people saw was from a case that he had to show his taxes years ago. And those were taxes from like 10, 15 years ago. He hasn't shown...
He hasn't shown his taxes of the last few years, which of course would be the taxes that you look at because of what he has done.
From 2016 on. He hasn't shown those taxes. And let me leave you with this. He got a trial starting on Monday.
Right.
Let me tell you something. I'm predicting that he's going to get fined at least $300 million.
Okay.
Because the judge done already begged him. The judge done already told him, I ain't going for your bullshit. You're fraudulent. You're a liar. You manipulated the truth and all of that. And they going to get him. And then I want to see what happens once he do that. Because I don't even think he attacked that judge in the way that he's attacked other judges that have done their thing on him.
Yeah,
so
other judges,
it's going to be an interesting trial. And then it's going to be a bench trial. And you got a judge that done already slammed you? Oh, you getting rocked.
He's getting rocked all over if everything's come through. Because I love Fonnie Willis. I love, what's the cat's name that's looking into the documents? Smith.
Fonnie Willis is about to do a masterful job because these two clowns that wanted to do the early trial, once they get convicted,
well, I'm gonna play that Fonnie Willis.
Everybody go turn on his ass.
I'm gonna play that Fonnie Willis piece again. So let me get my act together, Jay. You bet.
I gotta make a quick call, but I'll be listening.
All right, brother. Peace. All right, we're going to take a break, family. When we come back from the break, we'll take more calls. It's a Yo Show Friday. And I want to say, too, that Monday, I'm going to tomorrow go to New York. Well, actually, it's New Jersey. To the Jets game on Sunday night. It was supposed to be the top game on Sunday night football, but Aaron Rodgers got hurt and four plays in. And my hope as a Jets fan since I've been a kid. I'm serious. Since the 60s, early 60s. Man, that's a long time ago, ain't it? Now it's, And the cat that's quarterbacking is terrible. Zach Wilson is terrible. But I'm going there, and me and my good friend, Brother Ryan Taylor, you know, he's a Kansas City Chiefs fan, so we talked about this when we saw the schedule. We're going to meet there, and of course, Monday, I won't be here. But my good brother, Brother Irv Lewis. Irv Lewis will be hosting on Monday. And so you know it's going to be something informational and something exciting to listen to. So my good brother Irv Lewis will be holding it down. So this is African Perspectives, and we'll be right back. So you stick with us, okay, family? African Perspectives here on Time for Awakening Radio, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Funny, prove. shaker, so he's leaving a life at Mar-a-Lago. Ooh.
He said he's running
out of time.
Running out of time.
Ooh, 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 to turn himself in and pay for all the crime, the times he tried to overthrow. He's leaving on a big Trump plane to Georgia.
Leaving on a big Trump plane.
Yeah. Said he's flying up
to sea
to be arrested for conspiracy.
And when he sees Bonnie,
oh yes,
gonna
he
have
is
to plead I'm not guilty.
Melania will be with him.
Oh no, she won't.
On that big Trump plane to Georgia.
Leaving on a big Trump plane to Georgia. MAGA.
I'd rather see him in jail than hear him continue to whine.
Cell, it's his and his alone. He needed votes, but they were taking notes. Dreams don't always come true.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. SOS Band, Atlanta. That's right. SOS Band is right here in the ATL. Atlanta's own SOS Band. Loved him, don't you? I do, man. I'm serious about SOS Band. I always loved him. Yeah, it's a few other songs, but I thought that was a little extended version piece. I was like, well, that's cold. You know, that's cold. Okay, let's get back to the discussion. We're talking about whatever you want to talk about. And Jay's back with us. I see he jumped back on. Ah, my good brother, Brother Irv. Hey, my brother, how you doing?
Baba Oshi, how are you, my brother?
I'm well. How are you, dear friend?
Thank you. Let me say hello to the listening audience. I can't wait till Monday, man, to bring this fire. Because,
all right.
I've been thinking about what we're going to have a discussion about.
Uh-huh.
And there's so... There's so many things that we can talk about, but I think more than anything else, we need to talk about how we're going to get to where we need to be as a people, and how we have to understand that the mindset has to be there before anything else. You can have a nice car, but if you worship in your car, that car is useless. And us getting our liberation and our and the revolutionary things we have to do. If you have the mindset that the car is a tool, then that's completely different. Because there's an African proverb that says when an old man dies, a library dies.
I say.
And so what happens is and that's very true. But what we have to do now is. It's not about me. I'm not going to be here much longer. I have more years in back of me than I do in front of me. But the time I have left is dedicated to our sovereignty, our liberation, and this revolutionary thing that I got going on in my head that's been going on in there for a very long time. And the children are going to be here, whether they want to be here or not. And we have to make sure that we create some type of black media. American African media that can tell our story, because other people tell our story, and the only ones that Caucasians want to tell the story are the ones who the American Africans that have been compromised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 12 mm-hmm. years of slaves. Yeah. You got to have the homosexual guy telling your story and all this foolishness,
mm-hmm.
and he tells it from his perspective, and his perspective is tainted, and it's mm-hmm. tainted because. We've all lived in this racism, white supremacy, and these rubu that we live amongst live in cognitive dissonance. In other words, they don't believe that they took land from the Indians. They believe that the land was here for them to take.
Right.
They don't think they colonized Africa. They think that they were taking care of Africans.
Mm.
We were helping these people.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
were helping yourself. I hate to bring this up all the time. I don't hate to bring it up all the time. Damn it. We're not going to practice cognitive dissonance. It's right in front of you. You mm-hmm. can see it. And the way to fix it is through economics, through education. You live in a capitalist society, but you act like a socialist. You mm-hmm. know, I sit next to white folks and, you know, I can go get me a white girl. That's socialized integration.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about economic integration. The revolution ain't free. You got to, either you're going to have money, make money, or you're going to beg. And I'm not a beggar because I'm smarter than that. So no, by us still being here, we've already won. White folks are afraid of us. We don't want them to be too afraid, because when white folks get real scared, they'll drop an atomic bomb
That's
on the whole
right.
damn city.
That's right.
Twice.
And
twice.
And believe me, they don't want to share. That's not in them. It ain't about equality. It ain't about fairness. Those words are not in his vocabulary. He's not dealing with that. His word is death, domination, and destruction. Death, domination, and destruction.
3 G's.
That's right. And so, therefore, you know, if just as you said, if he gets scared like that, he'd rather blow the whole damn thing up than to share it with us.
Yeah. What do they keep threatening each other with? The Russia and America. Nuclear war. We'll blow it all up to keep you from having more than me, or keep you from making me a slave. Well, shut up.
Yeah, strikes fear.
Arugo is so. You think black people are disoriented, are fragmented? White people are more fragmented than black people because they've had it all. They've had everything. But what we I believe we as a people allow them to do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You run and you want to get along with them, so you do this integration, this so-called integration thing. But the integration was a two-edged sword. At the same time, they let you go to the white store to get a sandwich and buy white clothing. The black stores were closing. Mm-hmm. The only reason the black stores were there is because we couldn't go to the white store.
Right.
And so it's a two-edged sword. It killed all our economics, but it took us into their economics where we're dependent on white folks for everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Come on now. So what we're doing now is on black media, on American African media, is we're changing the indoctrination. I keep saying black because I've been indoctrinated to say black.
Right, of course.
I've been socialized to say black.
Right.
I've been taught to say, you know, white folks, they got some nice stuff. I want to go see the Eiffel Tower and take a picture in front of it. But do I know the history of the Eiffel Tower? Do I know that the lights are on in Paris because they're stealing uranium from Africa? Do I know that? Well, they paid for it. Yeah, they paid a penny for it. Everybody else paid $200 for it. You pay 1 cent because you're stealing. You're stealing, and you are thieves, and you're destroyers.
That's right.
So nah, brother, we got this. With where we're supposed to be, and the biggest organization in the world is the black church. They're organized, but religion keeps you enslaved. And I'm gonna say, I'm not even gonna mix words. The religion keeps you enslaved. You're running around here behind a pope. I see black people. I'm a Catholic, and you found the pope. But are you also following the priest that was molesting the children? Are you also following the pastor at your church who got 4 or 5 babies? I never said they were perfect. They said it. I didn't say it. They said it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going on what you say.
Yeah.
So no, brother. Organized religion was the downfall to American Africans, and it's a reason for that. It's a reason for that because that keeps you colonized. That keeps the richest people in Africa are pastors, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady, I just saw a video. A lady, she built a house in Africa. She's selling land, and she's saying, as long as I don't talk in the market, I'm good. As soon as they find out I'm an American, the price goes up.
Mm.
Because they've been colonized.
Well, of course.
They've been co-opted.
Mm-hmm.
So and we don't romanticize about Africa. I keep harping on that because I want people to understand. I'm not walking over to Africa thinking to everybody, hey, my brother, you here now. Good to see you, my brother. No, they're not saying it. They say, how much money you got, man?
Yeah.
We need some cash. You know? So, and I get that because the American Africans in this country are doing the same damn thing.
Yeah.
You look at Neon Dion. They can tell Neon to run down the street buck naked for $1 million. He'll say, what time you want me to do it?
Exactly. He'll do it.
But money is his God.
Yep.
But see, my God is bigger than that.
Yeah.
My God is bigger than Christianity. My God is bigger than Islam. My God is bigger than the Catholics and the Methodists. My God is the one only truly living God. And God didn't say nothing about religion. He says, worship me. And I get that because I don't, Robert Oshi, we don't have a factory where we make this oxygen that we breathe all day. We don't have a place where we can make human beings, which what they're trying. There is a God. There's one God. But this religion, it blinds us, man. It keeps us enslaved. It keeps us worshiping somebody because he got a dress on or a big hat or he driving in a gold-plated carriage, all this foolishness. He got a Bentley. Car. You know, my pastor, when the people ride past my pastor's house, they know it's a God because look where he lives. Huh?
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to try to get some more callers in, a bunch of folks on here. I appreciate you. Love you. I appreciate you stepping in, as always. And let's make that happen.
I'm happy to let someone else talk because I ain't going to shut up on Monday. That's all good.
Okay, my brother. Peace.
Do that, man.
All right. 404-697. 404-697. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon.
Yes.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm feeling and agreeing with our brother that just spoke and saying, a big behold it, hey, and, you know, the unity and love for our people and how we're winning and, unity and death, domination, and destruction, like you said, but
that's what they're about.
Was about and we rise above it and not fall in the trap.
Okay.
I wanted to agree with that. And I just also wanted to say, just following up what Jay has said, just two comments. First, about the Donald Trump. And I tried to talk about Donald Trump, but since we brought up, you can Google it. His taxes were released. They were released December 30th, 2022, for the years 2015 and 2020. And people can even read the taxes.
Okay.
So I'm just saying that. And I think that it just went undercover because that's how media covers stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it was devastating. And it showed how much of a fraud he was and how he was thieving with it. So I just wanted to mention, just Google it because I'm not making it up. I mean, that's what it is. And you know, that's what it has there.
Okay.
So I wanted to bring that. Yeah. And the other thing, Jay had made the comment about in reference to Kamala Harris that black women are just so emotional and, not thinking about it. But I just say this, that I think black women do have a lot of emotions and we're also passionate. That can be a good thing. And all black women ain't for Kamala Harris.
Yeah,
I'm passionate. Not for Kamala Harris. That's the Samari of Yorubu. And I feel like that's such a, because I said the black man is the man we need to be marrying, supporting him. So if she married him, even though she went to Howard and Clinton Station, so I'm not down with her. Because she was locking up our brothers badly when she was the DA in San Francisco. So I'm not for supporting her. She's just trying to get that straight, about, the situation about, categorizing all black women like that. Because I'm for the black brothers.
In a general sense, that's what he's speaking. And I think that, I think everybody kind of understands that if Biden would pass unexpectedly very soon, then she would be in that position,
If Biden would do what?
If Biden would pass, make his transition, he would die. She would be in that position right away,
Right.
But let's just say he doesn't, and then he runs again. And the question will be, and I think that he will keep her as his running mate because he understands that 90% or more of American African women who can vote will vote for them, and that's
how
huge.
He got in. He got behind black women,
right? That's he won by millions of votes. He won by millions of votes. I think like six or seven, something like that. Yeah, he did. It wasn't that close. So, but anyway, okay, my sister, I've got some more folks here. I'm gonna try to get on. Okay, all right.
Okay,
so Bibi Fortier.
Bibi Fortier.
Sheila Israel, good afternoon. Knoxville, Tennessee, good afternoon.
This is Shalaya, and I'm so sorry, I was getting my lunch.
Okay, Sister Shalaya, how are you?
Put you on blast, and
that's okay.
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking.
Okay. You're
glad
you're
to be here. I'm going to mute.
Okay, well, thank you. If you got any questions, comments, please unmute yourself, hit star twice, and ask whatever questions and comments you have, okay? I appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
Welcome.
All right. Brother Paul, how you doing, my brother?
How are you today?
I'm well. I'm doing well, my brother. How are you doing?
Well, even better to hear your voice and being able to, I feel extremely privileged to be able to interject on this so wonderful platform.
You're always welcome, man. We look forward to it. I remember for a while you were gone, man, like for months, man. You kept saying, what happened to Paul? And then you came back, and I was like, yeah, right on. So glad you know, glad you're with us.
That's so beautiful to hear that, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes we're going down that stream of life and sometimes it meanders off.
Yeah.
Not necessarily on the path you want to go, but you try and head back to the mainstream.
Right.
You get me?
Exactly.
So, exactly. You know, but that's the test we follow. But listen, Baba Ochi, you know, I don't want to divert too much, but I want to say this here. Growing up, we had a cat, yeah? And I can't honestly say I'm an animal lover. I felt very uncomfortable with a cat in the house, yeah? But I tried my best. But the reason why I say that, my children seem to have an affinity with animals. Like my daughter, my eldest daughter had wanted a rabbit when she was young. She took care. No, she's the one who took care of the rabbit. No one told her how to do it. She just knew. And all of them, like if they don't have cats, rabbits, she had a dog which her partner gave to her or whatever. But just recently, a cat had some kittens. And I was observing them. And I saw some very, you know, it was mind-blowing. What it is, the next-door neighbor, my daughter, next-door neighbor, they kind of neglected the cat, so my daughter took it in. And she's got two cats, a male and a female. And the female one kept hissing at the next-door neighbor's cat, which my daughter took in. Every time she see the female one, she hiss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like as if she's suggesting that she shouldn't be in the house. Anyway, the next door neighbor's one pregnant. They had some kittens, yeah. And the kittens were in a room upstairs. And then the next door neighbor who had the kittens, mm-hmm. next door neighbor's cat who had the kittens went out, yeah. And the female cat who my daughter has came. I watched this. Came and notified my daughter that. The one who had the kittens was outside. It was just amazing. Although she always hisses at her and makes her known that this is not her house, she actually came and notified my daughter that she was... I watched this thing and it was just mind-blowing. And she was basically saying that she shouldn't be out without the kittens. The kittens are left in the room.
Right,
yeah?
Right.
I'm thinking...
they're unprotected. They're unprotected, yes.
Yeah, it was clear to see what she did. And every time the next door cat went out, she came and notified my daughter. Look, she's out, right? And I'm saying to myself, they didn't go to school, okay? Nobody instructed them to do that, right? But they just know.
Right.
They
instincts.
Just absolutely know.
Their survival you understand? Instincts. Exactly, it's their instincts. Mm.
Okay, we call it survival instincts, yeah? Joy DeGray, you're familiar with Joy DeGray, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Talks about something called epigenetics, mm-hmm. okay? And it's a subject we don't really touch on. I don't know if anybody really understands it. It's not an exact science, but I've seen it in so many times where epigenetics is basically where in past lives, like your ancestors would do certain practices. Maybe they were farmers, right? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. you have an affinity. Farming. No one really taught you certain things, but you just have this affinity to. You understand?
Right.
You often see it where, like, relatives, like maybe two brothers were split up at birth. Maybe they went into foster care or adopted, mm-hmm. but they have similar traits to their father, or they're doing similar things in terms of their employment. You see this on TV programs and whatever. Okay. The point I'm trying to make is this: yeah, going back to last week. In our genetics, we have pre-programmed. We have programs, 20 million years of it, since we've been on this planet, right? The problem is that the indoctrination, or what we talked about last week, the operating system, the education, doesn't allow us to go into those genetics, because it tends to make us believe that we only can rely on the operating system that they give us. A lot of what we need to know is within our genetics. And if we delved more into understanding or application of our genetics, we wouldn't be in this position. You understand? And this is, and what I'm saying is the education which we so run to and base our whole life system on is deliberately and purposely diverting us from that overstanding. It's not a coincidence. You understand?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we are going along to get along. We're seeking employment,
mm-hmm.
and we've taken it
right.
Norm seek employment. You understand? When we are bigger than that, we're much bigger than that. And this gets to the point I was really trying to get to. Yeah. To me personally, I see us, and when I see us, the people who wear this enhanced uniform of melanin, I see those people as the only role planet is as caretakers. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that their role, no matter where they are, emanate from the planet. I'm not talking about the flags you wrap yourself in or the corporate titles you call yourself, America, Britain, and all these corporations. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your divine role anywhere on the planet is to take care of the planet and the animals and all the in within it. And we are, and because we are so indoctrinated through education and are not africated, we've forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
We have forgotten. And I feel that that's why, to me, sometimes when I listen to so many different platforms, it almost feels sometimes we're just going around in circles and not really overstanding. Look, we've sat back. We have sat back and been hoodwinked, and we've been miseducated to believe that, right, oil is the savior of the world, right? When oil is the killer of the world,
right.
Okay? Oil is the blood of the earth.
Yeah.
And if you drain the blood of the earth, yeah, what happens? If someone drains the blood out of you, what's going to happen to you?
You're going to die. And that's a good
point. Nobody told us that. Nobody indoctrinated us to know that the oil is the blood of the earth. So when they're talking about global warming, right, this, which is another hocus pocus story, they're telling you to look up in the sky. Yeah, mm-hmm. when the effects are coming from the earth, the reason why the effects are coming from the earth because they are draining the earth,
right,
and telling us that we must use these things in the earth to sustain us. You can get energy from water,
right. Well, listen,
hydrogen is among the abundant source in the planet, or the whole galaxy, hydrogen. See,
there have been so many ways that they could have used energy aside from oil to power cars, to power machines, and so many. But oil coming out of the ground, the small groups of people and the Arabs, when they found oil, well, fortunately for them, they didn't allow Standard Oil or anybody else to control their oil. They developed a cadre of folks called OPEC, the oil producing countries in the Mideast, and now look at them today. But yet and still, it's still about oil. In fact, if you look up the 10 richest families in the world, about six of them, they all deal with oil. They all deal with oil. In fact, the richest person here at one time was Rockefeller. And Rockefeller had Standard Oil, you know.
Absolutely. But the point I'm trying to make is that through that, they've led us to believe through industrialization that is how we go forward. When in reality, right, that's how they're destroying the planet because they do not care.
Right.
There's nothing in their psyche. You know, you said earlier on they would blow up the planet. Yeah, of course
they would.
Because they are psychopaths. And the most unfortunate thing, I accept that they're psychopaths and I accept that they're missing something. The unfortunate thing is that we're following them.
Right.
We're following them. They are the Pied Piper, right? And we ain't got no brains. We've lost our sense of reality, right?
Right, our direction.
They will destroy the earth and everything in it. And that won't be the end of us, right? Because the reality for me is life is infinite, The energy which emanates life is infinite. And we're here as a lesson. We're here as a lesson. And because we're not really learning, we've forgotten ourselves, who on our purpose. All those animals, I hear people talk about the African, right? I hear that all the while. But I don't even hear them even talk about the animals in Africa.
Right.
Animals which you don't find anywhere on the planet. Which you and I was put in charge of. Not to put them in a zoo called a prison or a prison called a zoo. No. Right? We had domain.
Our responsibility is to maintain their habitat so they can...
Absolutely. And not to hunt them.
Right.
Not to have hunting safaris and kill them out of existence.
Right.
So this is what I'm saying to you. Maybe, this is why I'm putting this out there, Baba Ochi. I want people to think. Just think, this is maybe why we're paying the price. We're suffering so bad because we've forgotten who we are. Yeah. We've forgotten what our purpose is. Talking about all this material nonsense. Okay?
We should have been, as our ancient ancestors, caretakers. You're given a trust. And yet the European, because the European lacked resources. He came from an area that was land poor, resource poor, people poor. And has he developed
an inheritance?
Right.
Absolutely.
And so coming out of that and then gaining the ability hundreds of years later, a millennial or so later, he and creating the Industrial Revolution, he became the world leader. And but yet, because of how he was doing it, he was messing up the ecology. But he didn't give a damn, he knew. Obviously, when he first started, he didn't know. But then science began to tell him, "Hey, listen, you keep doing this." When I read that article sitting at the firehouse, I was a firefighter for over 31 years, and that's what I did at the fire station a lot of times. I read, and that's how I became, you know, more knowledgeable about a lot of things. And I'm sitting at the firehouse, and I'm reading this article on global warming. They didn't call it climate change at the time. And the consequences if this doesn't stop. And it's ironic that in 1980, when Ronald Reagan became president, Jimmy Carter had put up solar panels on the White House. But yet the first thing that Ronald Reagan did was take those solar panels down, cut deals with the oil people and so forth, you know?
Imagine.
And also, too, they bought out wind and solar to suppress it.
Right.
Oil was the main thing, and now we come to deal with, and still the main thing. They could change this situation overnight, but there's still money to be made, and that's what's the main concern. It's just like the pipeline, the oil pipeline that was going to go through, coming out of Canada and then go through the Dakotas. It was going to go through Bismarck, but the people there said, no, you're not going to put no damn oil pipeline through here that might leak and mess up our water and so forth. No, what did they do? They went to the indigenous people's land and ran it straight through there, and they protested. Many other groups came to help protest with them, but all in all, they lost. The United States, especially when Trump came in, because he was investing in it. He invested in it. So they lost, and the pipeline went down. I'm saying they don't give a damn about humanity. They don't give a damn about the planet. They don't.
No.
They're selfish and greedy, and they don't want to share.
And the sad thing is, right, the sad thing is for me personally is that because of our education stroke indoctrination, we've fallen for the okey-doke.
Right.
We've fallen for the nonsense. We've been so miseducated that we just talk about when we don't really know, we don't know ourselves. We really don't know ourselves, because if we really knew ourselves, we would realize we would realize the seriousness of not following their politics or their social agendas or economic agendas. We would put our backs against the wall and take this planet back, because that's the only solution. It's not, look, Baba Ochi, I don't want to sound like some crazy fool, right? There is no other solution to this nonsense,
right,
unless we're willing to take it back, okay? Mm-hmm. right? And I don't care if they're listening. I'll say it again because this is the reality of it. This is not about going and whispering and thinking, oh, they're going to hear me or they're going to take me out or whatever. That's not about that. This is how serious it is. Unless we come to the conclusion and start training our children that we have to take this thing back, there's no future for us on here because they're trying to remove us. And that's the only way we have to develop in our psyche and in the children's psyche. Your only role here is to take control back of this whole damn planet, every inch of it. Because if you don't, then you can forget it. There's no future. These people ain't got it. It's clear to see. Cannot people see? They haven't got it. So when you're into their politics and thinking, oh, it's Biden, or it's this one, or it's that one, you crazy. They haven't got it. It's clear to see in the media. Yeah. It's clear that they're not right. They're not right. And then because we've fallen for the okey-doke, we've become not too. A lot of us. So I'm just saying it. I might sound like a crazy person, but
see, that's the thing, though, Paul, brother Paul. A lot of us can't see it because we don't want to see it. And it's right there. It is happening on a daily basis. It's right there. You know, because particularly here in the West, here in America, it is all about you and yours. To hell with me and mine. You know? It's about you and yours. I got mine. You know, and if you didn't get yours, that's your fault. Because it's there to be gotten. So I'm getting mine. Yeah.
Baba Oji.
Yeah.
I agree with just you and Brother Paul. But Baba, it all comes down to greed and money. The reason they're fighting in Ukraine is not because they want to make sure that they have their sovereignty. Because if they were fighting for that, they'd be fighting for these African countries. They're fighting for the lithium that's in Ukraine. People don't understand there's lithium there. And what are they doing here? Electric cars. And what are electric cars doing? Mm-hmm. Electric cars are going to restrict you. I shut down the grid. You can't move. The first thing that they did in Africa when they were trying to colonize those people was restrict their movement, destabilize their food supply. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing all over the place. That's what these colonizers do. And he's absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. The planet was left for us to take care of, right. Not for us to dominate. We're not supposed to. The first thing white folks did when they saw animals in Africa was start shooting them and putting their heads on the wall. Who does that? Africans been living amongst those animals for years. I never saw a rhinoceros head on the wall of an African.
I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
Crazy, man. Crazy. Mm-hmm. We're just among crazy, man. And you know, unfortunately, we've been infected by the colonial flu. That's what's happened. We've got the colonial flu, and we're trying to get solutions. We're suffering from colonial flu. How the hell are you going to get solutions if you're sick? You're not going to get a solution. It's not going to happen. You're sick.
It's so not.
What I'm we've got to accept. Yeah, we're suffering from the colonial flu. We've got to make that admission. We've got to acknowledge. We have to be in the act of knowing. Because by being in the act of knowing, then you find a solution, not in the act of denial. You're looking for a solution to politics. That's crazy. That is really crazy. None of these politicians are going to give you a solution. They're not. Because it's a game of trickery. It's a game of misappropriation. It's a game of lies. It's a game of deception. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, wake up! It's deception! How the hell are you going to get a solution in his deception? He's the most deceptive thing on the planet. He came to that place, he killed off the indigenous people, wrapped them up in smallpox, took you in chains from and you think you're going to find a solution in him. Come on, man, wake up.
Yeah.
Take care.
It ain't going to happen, brother. I peace to you, Brother Paul. Appreciate you, man. Have a good weekend, man. Have a good weekend. 334-334. Good afternoon, Brother Lus. How are you, my man?
I'm all right. Good afternoon, Brother Oshi. I'm just not tuning in by missing a whole week of conversation, but we'll tune in next week as well. So I just wanted to.
Well, I know you're always there. I know because, you know, hey, man, you work and you got to do that. And so sometimes you can and sometimes you can't. But I know if you could, you would. And when you can, you are here. So I appreciate you, brother.
And thank you. And real quick, Brother Oshie, if I could probably call you outside. outside of this.
Sure, please do.
But I don't want to take up more of the radio time because of the fact that, boy, I just see some things so differently now. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could kind of talk to me and talk with me.
Sure, always.
About the issues that I've been faced with. But we'll talk.
Okay, my brother. Thank you, brother.
All right.
All right. Peace, Brother Lusk. Yeah. We got 5 minutes, so where the brother? He gone. No, let me go back to my sister. 404-697.
I spoke already, brother.
All right, thank you. Well, thank you
for the conversation. Okay. And right on, Brother Herb and Brother Paul and you, I say.
All right, dear sister. Yeah. Oh, you know what I didn't do?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead, Irv. Go ahead.
Baba Oshie, you know, when that sister calls, I love her spirit. I just say that because when she speaks, she's so confident in what she says. It's like she can't be moved. It sounds like when I talk to you about sovereignty, when I talk to you about liberation. You can't be moved because you know what you know. And when I listen to Brother Paul, it's the same way. It is amazing, even the brother that just called, who said call him offline.
Right.
When you know the truth, you don't have to raise your voice. You don't have to scream. But the words are so loud to me. Because I know that what they're saying, I've seen this, I've read those words before. Baba Oshie, you said this to me one time, and I don't know if you remember saying it. Everything in this world is connected. Everything's mm-hmm. connected.
Yes.
I'm connected to you, yeah. You're connected to the ground, is connected to the dirt. Everything is connected, and when you go against the universe, you're going to have problems. I was reading the 42 laws of Mayat, which are very similar to what the Bible says, the Ten Commandments.
Right.
They forgot the rest of them.
Well, that's where they got the Ten Commandments from. They took them from Mayat. Okay,
that's
go ahead.
That's where they got from. Yep. And when I read those things, everything in that went along with the universe. Everything had a place in the universe. And when you start taking things out of place, it's like when people say, stay in your lane. What happens with Urugu, he believes that he is the master of everything. He's in the front. But let's be perfectly clear, Baba Oshie. Some of the things that they say are absolutely true. The meek shall inherit the earth. Because the people that are powerful people will consume themselves. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. They will consume. They're educating themselves right back to the Stone Age, Baba Oshie. They're so smart till they're stupid. My father used to say that.
Yeah.
It's so true, Baba Oshie. Yeah. It's about time. It's about time to call it. You have to show up, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. Well, you know, the thing on that is this. And also, too, Sister Sheila out of Knoxville. You still there? Well, I want to thank you for calling in, and please continue to do so and get others. Thank you so much. Brothers and sisters, really appreciate it. And I don't know, family. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and we speak these special truths. We're not afraid. It is how we feel. It's how we think. And we want others to embrace that as well. Other Africans do. I don't give a damn if nobody outside of us does, but we as African people, we have to do it. There's no doubt about it in my mind. The solution for African people is functional unity. The solution for African people to control their land, to control their resources, to build, to become viable players in the world instead of pawns, to maintain is unity. And when that happens, and it will, you see the change within us and the change in the world, because we're going to bring sanity back to the world. brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful weekend. Brother Irv Lewis will be your guest, host. Not guest, so he'll be your host. Brother Irv Lewis will be your host on Monday. I'll try my best to listen. In fact, I'll be in transit at that time on a plane coming back this way. And I'll be back on Wednesday next week. But, hey, we're here to help make that change for our people. That's why we exist. 470-470. What's up? How you doing?
Greetings, brother.
Hey, my great, brother.
Great name of the program.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, brother. Brother Quake. No problem, bro. All right. Brothers and sisters, we end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do it out, and they sure in the hell, damn it, don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Shem Hotep, that means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. Bibi Fahadie, Bibi Fahadie means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. You have a blessed and wonderful day and a great weekend. I'll see you on Wednesday. Don't forget to listen to the program Monday with Brother Irv Lewis. Peace, family.